What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, Scott Edwards. A very odd week of podcasting this week. As you'll see by the runtime, this was not a long episode. That is because timing was not on my side this week. I did not get to watch many of the house shows from either Stardom or Marigold due to them being video on demand and my week being kind of busy once they were all out and about. So there won't be any reviews this week. And honestly, I think it's fine. You know, house shows are house shows. If you're watching them, I'm not going to convince you to start watching them all of a sudden, but it did look like that both Stardom and Marigold had some fun matches to check out, so you can go check those out on Stardom World and Wrestle Universe, of course. What I am here to do instead is talk to you all about the other happenings going on in the world of Joshi, especially moving forward. Stardom and Marigold held press conferences for their big upcoming shows. Of course, Stardom will have the Goddess of Stardom Tag League kicking off in just a week, which is obviously a very big deal. That will kick off at the Cork and Hall show on October 27th. But we will also have plenty of other stuff to talk about because New Blood 16 is this Saturday, so we will dive into that show a bit, which I'm always looking forward to. We are also going to talk about Tag League itself. We are going to give that Tag League preview this week because I think next week's going to be taken a lot by reviews. Of course, Marigold's big Cork and Hall show happens next Thursday, so that'll be a day of review for this podcast. We'll also be previewing Sendai Girls' upcoming weekend of work as their junior tournament continues. Shuri is in Sendai, and then Miko Wada is once again defending the Sendai Girls' championship. Ice Ribbon is at Cork and Hall this weekend with a huge Ice Cross Infinity main event, which we will have to talk about as well. So this is a big preview episode. We won't be touching on anything that has to do with this past weekend. I just didn't get around to it. But what I have been getting around to, of course, is that Joshi all-time match guide. If you follow me, you know that I said that the Joshi Rewind is coming soon. I have put together a Joshi all-time match guide that goes over 500 500 matches through history of AJW, JWP, and I'm now adding in Gaia Japan. We range from 1976 all the way to 1996. So 20 years of professional wrestling, of Joshi greatness, is listed here on this list. I will be kicking this off pretty much this upcoming weekend. I will be diving into it finally. I've been working hard at it. And I'm very excited. We'll do it up to 1996. And, you know, whenever I somehow get through all that, I'll think about the future after that. But 500 plus matches, some of the best matches I'm ever going to see, some of the best matches anyone will ever see. That's been where my work's been. That's been where my work has been creatively. So I'm very excited to do that. I'm in the workings of where Joshi Rewind might end up. Most likely on the YouTube channel. Also could do some written form, which is very exciting. But I've been talks of potentially making it a full-blown podcast. So we'll have to wait and see there. But I'm really looking forward to it. And that's ultimately why I wasn't able to watch the shows from this past weekend. I will be watching those shows, so if you want to get my thoughts on anything, I might tweet something, but otherwise, that is the reason this is a big preview episode. Working. Thank you to the Queen of Villains. They sent me down a path that I do not see myself coming away from anytime soon, which is very exciting. So that is that, but let's get into the previews, because that is what this show is all about today. That is why this show is probably only like 30 minutes or so. But we are in a good mood. We're having a good time. So Stardom held a big-time press conference this past weekend or week on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? No, it was Wednesday. My apologies. They announced the New Blood card, which, of course, is very important. The New Blood card for this upcoming Saturday, New Blood 16, kind of out of nowhere for me. I guess I kind of missed it. Didn't know that this was right around the corner. But Minami is on this show. We have a lot of Sendai Girls involvement, which is always cool to see. So the card is as followed. You have Minami versus Rion in the opening match on the show. Then you have Lady C teaming with Rana Yagami against the young Kozen duo of Sayaka Karara and Aya Sakura. Starlight Kid and Miyu Amasaki team up to face Sendai Girls' Yuna, as well as Spike Nishimura, who has come over from the United States and participated in their junior tournament. Spike gets an opportunity there. I believe she's based out of Maine, this new northeast area that I'm here in. So that's pretty cool. And obviously, it's very cool to see her get this shot in Stardom. Based on her junior match, she showed some promise. If she can stay in Japan for a time, I think she could show something. And Yuna's obviously a very exciting rookie that a lot of people are getting behind. So that should be a quite interesting match. Your semi-main event will be Hina and Tomoka Inaba versus Pro Wrestling Waves, Kohaku and Honoka, which should be a lot of fun as well. Love to see the involvement from the outside. That's, of course, what New Blood originally was. We kind of got away from that. Now we're back in it. And then your main event. The New Blood tag team titles are on the line. Rina and Azusa Inaba defend against Waka Tsukiyama and Hanako. I really do hope Rina and Azusa Inaba successfully retain there, and I expect them to successfully retain there. The other big announcements that don't have to do with Tag League include this upcoming Sunday in Shizuoka, there will be a Strong Women's Championship Challenger deciding match battle royal. The two final competitors in that match will be heading to Fighting Spirit Unleashed in Lowell, Massachusetts on Friday, November 8th to compete in the Fatal 4-Way match to determine Mercedes Moné's next opponent for Strong Style Evolved in Long Beach in December. So the important parts of that are Anna Jay is already in that match, and then two Stardom competitors will have the chance to make it there as well. You have Sayori Ano, Starlight Kid, Hazuki, Koguma, Lady C, Hanako, Konami, and Ruaka. As someone who lives very, very, very close to Lowell, Massachusetts, obviously I would love to get the chance to see Hazuki or Starlight Kid in person. That's the two I'm hoping make it through. Maybe Hazuki and Koguma would be cool. I'm hoping Hazuki. That's ultimately who I'm hoping for. Hazuki notably did not make the trip to Philadelphia this year when they did the Stardom show, which is one of the reasons I didn't feel the need to force myself to that show. I was missing a number of wrestlers. Obviously, yes, like Mayu was there, but I would have loved to see Hazuki or someone of the sort. So hopefully she makes it into that, but that's a very exciting announcement as well. We'll just go over the rest of the October 20th card. You have Sayaka Karai versus Rion, Shuri and Rana Yagami versus Micah and Wakasukiyama versus Natsuko Tora and Rina. You have Hina versus Momo Kogo. Mayu Iwatani teams up with Saida to take on Momo Watanabe and Saya Kamatani. That could be a really good match. We will have to wait and see. Like I said, you'll have the Battle Royal. And then your main event will be Tam Natsupoi and Yuna Mizumori versus Mei, Sarah, Su Suzuki, and Miyu Amasaki, which should be a very good trio's main event. So very much looking forward to that. But let's get to that tag league I have been talking about. So the tag league was officially announced and will officially kick off on the 27th. But since we have all the competitors, I can give my first initial preview here, and then once we get the cards, we'll go from there. But the tournament is a long one. It kicks off actually on the 26th, I believe. The 27th is the Cork, in which the match that was made official was Mei Sarah versus Yuta Mizumori, as well as more involvement from Dump Matsumoto and Zap, which is just kind of funny. So the tournament actually kicks off on the 26th in Shinjuku. Very unofficial spot. So that will be that. And then on the 27th at Cork and Hall, it will continue forward there. So that's all worth noting, of course. But here is your lineup from the announcements. The Goddess of Stardom Tag League will kick off. The champions, Momo Watanabe and Tekla, will be involved despite Tekla's injury. They will be in the Blue Stars block. Their name is Hate Supreme. Sure. Natsupoi and Seriano will be teaming up as well. The Blue Stars, by the way, is far better than the Red Stars, in my opinion. It's actually a very, very good block. So you'll have the Cosmic Angels duo of Natsupoi and Seriano looking to give it another go this time around after being the champions last year, but Natsupoi having gotten injured and making them relinquish the title. So there'll be no melt here this year. They have paired Tam with a rookie instead, which we'll talk about. We have Starlight Kid and Suzu Suzuki, so no crazy star either. Neither of last year's finalists will be in this year's tournament. A little bit upsetting, but I like Starlight Kid and Suzu together, so I'm cool with it. You'll have Hanan and Saida, of course, Wingori entering the tournament here in the Blue Stars block as well. You'll have Star Fox, the former Marvelous competitors Mei Sarah and Kohaku teaming up. That should be very interesting. You have Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura representing Cosmic Angels as well. Rina and Azusa Naba will enter the tournament as a duo, which I'm very excited about, considering my praise for them over the past couple months. I think they're one of the best tag teams in Stardom right now. You'll have Hina teaming with Lady C. And then you'll have the God's Eye duo of Lady C and Hina teaming up to represent the group. And, of course, to close that out, which, you know, the former Queen's Quest group, it makes sense. And then, in a bit of a shock, Wakasukiyama will not be teaming with Hanako, the woman that she is tagging with for the New Blood titles. Instead, it will be Wakasukiyama and Rion teaming up to close out the Blue Goddess block. Here on the Red Goddess side, you are headlined by FWC, who are your instant favorites to win this tournament, and rightfully so. We need to bring honor back to these tag belts. You'll see Tam Nakano team up with Sayaka Carrara, which should be a fun duo. Obviously, a huge opportunity for Sayaka Carrara, but also a way to keep Tam away from doing too much. You'll have Mayu Iwatani team up with Momo Kogo to reform Peach Rock. Obviously, I was hoping for eye contact, but you got to keep Wingori together, obviously. So she'll be in there with Momo Kogo, so they won't be winning. You'll see Micah and Hanako team up. I could see them be one of the higher teams in this side of the tournament. You'll have Shuri and Saki Kashima. Really upsetting because Karate Brave was a possibility. But instead, you'll have Tomoka Inaba teaming with Rana Yagami, which is out of the red goddess side. Arguably my most exciting tag team from the new ones, at least. BMI 2000, Natsuko Tora and Ruaka back together. You have O2 line together as well. Azumi and Miyu Amasaki, they should have a great tournament. I'd even consider them winning. I'm still thinking about it. And then you'll have the team of Konami and Saya Kamatani. They won't win this tournament because they're not going to do... they're not going to do hate versus hate, obviously, but they will be at the very top and possibly come down to them, FWC and O2 line, perhaps. I think that's where I'm settling right now, and I think it makes a lot of sense. So let's look at this tournament. They also added that this will follow the same guideline as the... a similar guideline, I should say. So with 18 teams participating, there will be 3 teams to advance out of the round robin stage. It'll be 3 seeds. The first seed will get a bye into a later match, which they will fight against one of the 2 or 3 seeds from their same block the same night on December 7th. It goes for both red and blue. So a very convoluted way. And then on the 8th, the finals of the Goddess of Stardom tournament will be had. So, like I said, I could see them having Konami and Saya Kamatani be the dominant team in the red goddess block. Get that number 1 seed, then you set up O2 line versus FWC to face off, with FWC running through both of them and getting the win to get to the final. I think FWC has to be my pick, though, for Red Goddess. I think with the Hazuki story we've built up, I think there's a real chance we are building to a Starlight Kid Suzuki versus FWC final. That's where I am laying it down. I think that's the way to go. So my big 3 out of the Blue Stars side of things, I would have probably, do I want the champions or do we want Wingori? I think Natsupoi Sayori is going to be tough to beat. I think Suzu and Kid are going to be tough to beat. I think you keep the champions out and you put in the 3 teams of Suzu and Kid, Sayori and Poi, and Hana and Saida. I think those are the 3 teams you push forward here. Blue Goddess is really good. Just looking through here, like obviously, like they got the Wakas and Rian and the Hina and Lady C, but after that, it's a lot of high top teams, which I'm very excited for. So my final is SLK and Suzu Suzuki versus FWC, with FWC being the team to walk away the winner. I also have Starlight Kid be the one to beat Natsupoi in the tournament stage of this. Get her a pinfall over the champion and maybe start to set up that Wonder of Stardom title match at the end of the year at Stardom Dream Queendom 2024. I think that's the best case of action moving forward. But I'm, you know, I think Tag League's an easy watch, a good time. You know, the shows are worth watching. I will likely watch every tournament match this time around. We'll see. I'll skip one here or there, but I do plan to watch the majority of the tournaments. So the tournament dates are as follows. You have October 26th, October 27th, October 31st, November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 20th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 30th, then December 1st, 7th, and 8th. Obviously, the week in between 11-11 and 11-20, that will involve historic crossover. So that's why you have such a big gap there. But those are your Goddess of Stardom predictions, as well as the look at the overall tag league. I know tag league is a quieter time, like I said, for the year, but, you know, it's how it goes. So looking forward to the Blue Goddess block, especially. I think that will have a lot of good matches in it. And then that's it for Stardom here today. Then we pivot over to that Ice Ribbon match I talked about earlier. So Ice Ribbon will be at Cork and Hall this Saturday. They only hold so few Cork and shows, but the match we're talking about is the main event for the Ice Cross Infinity Championship. It will be Yuri defending the title against Yuki Mashiro. This is the biggest match this company has. Ice Ribbon, we don't talk about Ice Ribbon that much here on the show. Obviously, they've been through a lot. They also have a tag title match. It'll be Makoto and Hoshi versus Yumioka and Saran. That should be a pretty good match as well, but we're all talking about the main event here. Yuri going against Yuki Mashiro. Yuki Mashiro coming back at the start of the year, someone who felt like was in the driver's seat to hold this Ice Cross Infinity Championship somewhere down the line. Well, this is her chance, and I think this is the moment she gets that championship. I am predicting Yuki Mashiro to win in what should be a very good to great match. So really looking forward to that one. Keep your eyes out on that. Like I said, Sendai Girls is busy once again. They're continuing their junior tournament this Friday. They have two shows this weekend, which we'll get through. So this Friday, we have the tag match. It will be Nanami and Soy versus Team 200 Kilograms. Then you get to a big time singles match between Haruka Umasaki and Yurika Oka. That should be a fun match. But the main two junior matches here in the semifinals, it will be Hinoka versus Chichi, as well as Aya Sakura versus Sendai Girl's own Yuna, who I figure would be winning there. So I will be picking Yuna and Chichi to win that tournament. I feel like, obviously, Aya Sakura is a tough one because of the Stardom involvement, but I feel like Yuna should be the one advancing in the Sendai Girls booked tournament. And then your main event for that show is a special one. It will be Red Energy, Miko Wada, and Miyuki Takase teaming up against the super team of Dash, Chisako, and Shuri. That is going to be superb. And then on Sunday, they are right back at it. They do not slow down. They have a lot of shows coming up here, as you know. We have, let me find the exact cards here. We'll have the finals of the junior tournament. So you'll see the winner of Hinoka versus Chichi go against the winner of Aya Sakura versus Yuna, something I'm looking forward to there. Spike will team up with Haruo Matsumoto to take on Team 200 Kilograms on that show. You'll also have a big-time trios tag. Yurika Oka teams with Mio Momono and Ryo Mizunami. They'll take on Veni, Yura, Suzuki, and Dash Chisako, which should be a fun trios match. Let's see where the rest of that card is here. Then you'll have, obviously, the main event. I just was wondering. I feel like there's missing an undercard match or two here. Maybe not. Anyways, you'll have your main event as Miko Wada defends the Sendai Girls World Championship once again against Manami. A huge match for Manami here in Sendai Girls. Obviously something to watch for. Obviously something to look for. A match that I am looking forward to personally. I just think that when you watch these shows and when you watch Sendai Girls, you're always left watching something of quality. You're always left with great wrestling. And that's why I continuously preview these shows. These are both going to be live on Wrestling Universe, so I will be able to review them next week. The one with BMI 2000, Team 200 Kilograms, doesn't upload until Friday, so tomorrow of this recording, but the day this podcast comes out, so no review on that. But I'm looking forward to watching that show as well. And then, of course, we go over to Marigold. Marigold has their second biggest show ever following the Summer Destiny show, a massive Corican Hall show for them. But before that, they do have a show this Sunday as part of their Fantastic Adventure Tour. You'll see Natsumi Shozuki versus Kimomo Minami, Chiaki versus Bozilla, and then a big time tag. Nanai Takahashi teams with Koki Amare to face Misa Matsui and now Ishikawa. And then on the other side of things, you have some preview matches. You'll see Utami Hayashishita versus Miku Ano versus Nagisa Nozaki in a three-way match. That should be great. And in a trios main event, a preview tag for the tag title match, it'll be Mirai, Mai Sakurai, and Myla Grace teaming up to face Victoria Yuzuki, Kazuna Tanaka, and Rhea Seto. So should be very good there. Looking forward to those matches as well. And then, of course, this upcoming Thursday, this is our final point here, big time preview for a massive, massive pay-per-view. This show is going to be available. It will not be a pay-per-view. I'm treating it as a pay-per-view because, like I said, this is a huge show for them, their second biggest card to date. The first card since the Summer Destiny show that all the titles are on the line. It's the first time that we will see the titles defended, or sorry, the Marigold World Championship defended as Sari main events the show, which we'll get to here in a second. But of course, there is an undercard to talk about first. And that undercard includes a... One second. That undercard includes... I have lost my train of thought here. There we go. I found the card. The undercard is Kimomo Minami teaming with Yuki Minami. They'll face Chiaki and Myla Grace in the opening tag of the show. Then Utami Hayashishita teams with Koki Amare to face Chika Goto and Rhea Seto, which I think is obviously an interesting one. When you see what they're doing here, in terms of, you know, putting Koki in different matches, I always find it interesting when she's with Utami because I think that's the natural person for her to follow up with in terms of these matches. If, you know, Twin Tower was ever to split, I feel like her and Utami makes a lot of sense, but this should be a good match. Utami's just waiting in the wings, of course, waiting for her chance to challenge a champion. Then Naho Yamada will make her official Marigold debut. She'll go one-on-one with Misa Matsui. I know of their history from Actress Girls, I believe, of the group Teppin. I'm very excited to see Yamada make her Marigold debut. I think it's something that everyone should be looking forward to here. Yamada is someone who I've only been ever told has a lot of potential, and it's an exciting anytime we get a new addition to a roster here. And then you'll have a Passion Injection match. It will be the Passion Sisters going one-on-one as Nanai Takahashi challenge Nao Ishikawa. They will face off. This is the continuation of Nao Ishikawa's story here in Marigold. While I do expect Nanai to win, I expect the crowd to be very into this match as Ishikawa tries to close in on a major, major win, her first singles win, which she has yet to achieve since joining the company. And then you'll have the debut of Hummingbird, the Superfly Championship on the line. Natsumi Shozuki defends against Mara Gold's newest wrestler, Hummingbird. Obviously, a lot of mystery going into this match and what Hummingbird will bring to the table. It's a match I'm quite looking forward to, though. I think Shozuki and Hummingbird have a great possibility to surprise people. If Hummingbird is who I think Hummingbird is, I know only good things about the potential there. And I think when it comes to Shozuki can bring the best out of her opponent. So this should be a really good one. Of course, I expect Shozuki to successfully retain the title. And then you'll have your twin star tag team title match. Mirai and Mai Sakurai defend once again. They will defend against Victoria Izuki and Kazuna Tanaka. This should be very good. And I wouldn't be shocked of a title change. I don't expect one, but I wouldn't be shocked either. Victoria Izuki is on her way up, obviously. She is someone that I firmly believe in. And I think that this is going to be another huge showing for her, but as well as Kazuna Tanaka. And then your final two matches on the show, which should be great. You have the United National Championship match. It will be Miku Anno defending against Nagisa Nozaki. I think this match is going to surprise a lot of people. I think this match has the potential to steal the show. I think it really, really does. These two are great wrestlers. Obviously, their offense is very kick-based and they're very high-skilled. I think they can create magic against each other here in this match. And then, of course, the main event, the Marigold World Championship is on the line. Sari defends against Bozilla. Gigantic match for Marigold, the biggest match to date for Marigold. It's the first title defense. Bozilla could end Sari's reign before it truly begins, or Sari can win and set up a date with Utami Hayashishita in the main event of First Dream at Oda Ward. Everything here is on the table, but that is a massive match. I expect Sari to retain. I don't expect any title changes on this show, but it's a massive show in Korakuen Hall. It's a big time Korakuen. It's been a long time since we have such a big Korakuen with so many major, major title matches like this. So I am looking forward to it. That will be available on Wrestle Universe on Thursday. It's something you're not going to want to miss. That's it. That's it this week. Like I said, all previews, 30 minutes in and out. I appreciate everyone for listening. Next week, I'll be back to review New Blood 16, Marigold's big time Korakuen Hall show, which, again, I ask everyone to watch all these shows. Sendai Girls, two shows, and potentially the Yuri versus Yuki Mishiro match as well. We will be talking all Marigold's review will take up a lot of it because it'll be a day of review special type beat. Maybe we'll get a guest on for that. We'll have to wait and see. It's been a while since we had a guest, so maybe I'll try to get one on. But thank you everyone for listening. If you follow me at Scott Your Wrestling, I appreciate it. I'll be continuing or starting up my Joshi Rewind. I'll be diving into the history books of Joshi history starting this weekend. So very much looking forward to it. Even if you want to just follow the journey, you can follow me on Twitter. That's the best place to see that. So thank you to everyone for listening. I greatly appreciate it, as always. And until next time, see ya.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream. Not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.